Are we living in a family circus? Find out on this episode of Pushback. If you're concerned about the direction our culture is heading, then maybe it's time to push back. Hello, my dear listeners. This is Dr. Johnny, and this is another episode of Pushback. I'm so grateful that you joined me again this week. You know, there are times where I just sort of scratch my head and try to figure out what's going on in this world. And I'm on a mission. I'm on a campaign to get the attention of parents, get the attention of those of us who care about culture, and get the attention of those who are ambassadors of heaven, the ones who reflect heaven here on this earth and carry his will and purposes here on this earth. That's us. And we have to realize the gravity of what we're up against. And this podcast is going to be one of those missions as well, because it was brought to my attention this week by my family, my homeschooling family, that heard this in the news, that Ireland has put forth amendments to their constitution to remove the words mother and motherhood from their constitution. I chuckle because it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. Why would they even feel like that's important? Their goal is to, again, dilute family. There is a progressive, quote-unquote progressive movement that is looking to reduce and water down family to the point where the traditional role of a mother or father or primary relationships in family become so impotent, become so marginalized. Why is that? It's because the family itself is being blown up into factions, and there's so much pain and hurt connected to that, that again, there's a goal in the name of progressivism, in the name of modern society, that we get to change what things mean. And we see that even to the point of a break of reality. It's a circus. And that's the word that I'm using. If you think about a three-ring circus, it's designed to stimulate and entertain, and there's a lot going on in a circus that it's hard to focus our attention onto one thing. And that's really the point, is there's a ringmaster who is pointing out different things that are happening, but he's controlling the environment. He's controlling the situation so that we see what we want to see and we don't see what we don't need to see. And that's what's happening in this world. There's a family circus going on where there is an attempt to distract us, attempt to slowly marginalize the traditional idea of what family is. And I use the word traditional and I almost chuckle because it makes it sound like it's old and stuffy. It's not. It's just it's just fact. It's like a backbone of society. There's no getting away from what family is and what family means. And so they proposed this constitution in Ireland to change, I believe, Article 40 and Article 41 of the Constitution, and make the assumption or the assertion that we no longer have to make a reference to motherhood or to mothers. But the idea is to, I'm trying to find the word that they used, durable relationships. Replace motherhood with durable relationships, meaning that anybody can be a mother. Anybody who takes care of a child then can be considered a mother. And what is the point of that? Why is that important? Well, one of the persons who was defending this said, if Ireland is to fully shake off the shackles of its past and achieve its ambition to be a modern and progressive nation, then this article change must be consigned into the annals of history. Well, that kind of speaks volume about the motive behind doing something like this. Changing what the words mean, changing who the people are. Anybody can be a mother. Anybody can be a father. Anything can look like family. It's a circus. It's a circus. Just follow the wand and whatever they wave, we just nod our head and buy a ticket. Well, I'm happy to report there's a little bit of a happy ending to this Ireland story, that this amendment did not pass. In fact, it overwhelmingly didn't pass. And in fact, sort of the postmortem on this vote was that they were actually arrogant. They just assumed that it was going to pass. And it was over, it was right around 70% of the Ireland citizenry voted against it. And many people were quoted like, no, I'm pretty happy being a mother, and this is my goal, and I'm happy to be in the home, and I'm happy to take care of the children, and this is part of my role, and there's nothing that really needs to be changed about that. So that's good. There was a pushback that took place, and it didn't pass. I'm sure they'll take some other swipes, but what's going on? See, family is supposed to be the most straightforward, stable portion of our culture. And when all else fades and there's ulterior motives like I just read, family has your back. Family is the one thing that's constant. Obviously, the Lord God is the one thing that's constant and never changing. But he's actually established family upon which he would build his culture here on this earth. Family is actually the backbone. I've given the definition of culture many times, the sum total ways of living passed down from generation to generation. And I really want to focus in this podcast about the word generations, because I believe that's the key. Because if we lose the concept of generations, then we lose the concept of culture. We lose the culture. And that's what this whole podcast is about, is not only to secure, but to set and to save the culture. That's what we're after, because that's our goal. That's our role here on this earth. Family sets the culture. That will always be true. And so if something like this amendment passes in Ireland and that becomes the new culture and there is no family, guess what? The culture gets affected. As family goes, so goes the culture. That's positive and that's negative. We have to consider both. But if we live just for ourselves, if our ambition is to be a modern and progressive nation, if that's all that we're after, then that's just about serving the here and now, and has absolutely no generational mindsets connected to it. None. If we lose the concept of generations, we lose the culture. There is an article that I read. I always like to connect with the quote-unquote other side. I think it's super important for my podcast to give you context, because sometimes we can be very isolated in our world. And if we're a conservative Christian family, sometimes we purposely isolate ourselves and we don't really understand what we're up against. This amendment in Ireland is something that should raise our eyebrows. Like, what are they doing? And why is that so important? And what are they after? What's the motive? Well, I read this article about how millennials are redefining family. And I thought it was interesting and insightful, because we have to read the mindset of what is happening that has led us to this point where family is being diluted. They're interviewing a pair that says that rejecting nuclear structures has allowed them to evolve as people and forge a deeper bond with their daughter. They prove that if each parent endeavors to be both mother and father, we can redefine child rearing for the better and access richer emotional rewards. This is a same-sex couple. They say, for our generation, part of growing up is recognizing that raising children, whether it involves two mothers, two dads, a heterosexual couple, or groups of friends or relatives, isn't about replicating the lives of our parents. It's about being true to our personal desires, dreams, and challenges, and accepting that family can thrive in many forms. Nobody gets dealt the same cards, and I think we're starting to move towards much more acceptance and positivity. See, I don't know if you could discern a little bit, a few of those lines in there and how important they are. But one is that this is about ourselves. This is about us. This is about our desires, our dreams, overcoming our challenges. This is all about us. And so at the root of this notion of even redefining family, redefining gender, redefining who we are as a society and culture, at the very core of this is selfishness. It's about us and our own personal desires and wants. This idea of raising children, this idea of being accountable to one another, this idea of even seeking healing for our own hurts, for the sake of other people, is foreign to the concept of redefining family. See, it isn't about replicating the lives of our parents, they say. What does that mean? It means it isn't about generational momentum. It's the sum total ways of living for me. That's what they've defined culture as, the sum total ways of living for me, instead of passed down from generation to generation. There's no consideration to the next generation. It's interesting that they say nobody gets dealt the same cards. Woven in that sentence, in my opinion, is the word pain. What they're saying is family is being represented and demonstrated in different ways because we're all responding to our pain in different ways. It's interesting, isn't it? See, we can't have pain be the standard bearer of healthy, normal living. That's not the way the Father created it to be. That's not really the way anybody wants to live. They don't want to be defined by their pain and their circumstances, whether they've done them or it was done to them, and use that to define the standard for who we are as a society. If we do that, then we will continually redefine and dilute who we are, because there'll just be more layers of pain. And if we keep eliminating the standard or reducing the standard so that I don't hurt as much, or it becomes all about me, then culture itself, the fabric of culture itself, becomes unwound. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. This is what we're up against. I like reading these quotes because this is what we're up against. It almost feels kind of innocuous, kind of like not all that bad. Like maybe what they're saying sounds like it's harmless, but it isn't harmless because it's eroding the actual culture in which we live and what we call family. See, you can't be part of the problem and then blame the problem. You can't start a fire and then claim that you can't go in because there's a fire. That's what's happening. There's pain and there's problems and there's dysfunction. And then they're claiming, well, we can't have healthy family because there's pain and problems and dysfunction. And even as hard as it is and as heavy lifting as it can be and as painful as it can be, the problem is the pain and the dysfunction. And we need to recognize that. We need to target that. We need to target people's hearts and to help them heal so that they can pursue normal, standard ways of living. And that doesn't make us non-progressive. It doesn't make us stuffy. It doesn't make us old ways of living. It's because it's worked and it's been healthy. And because there's layers of unhealth that has been eroding that, doesn't change the standard itself. Focus on the Family writes so well about this. I just want to read a couple paragraphs of their insight. They write, the trans and gender redefinition issue is also a fundamental attack on the ideal of family itself. This is not reactionary hyperbole. It goes right to the nature of what family is and does. Family is the bedrock of all human civilization. Everything good that happens in society stems ultimately from family, and family is singularly created as the most intimate intersection of male and female, literally. But family and civilization are also sustained at the long cooperative intersection of male and female. No society has ever found another way to successfully do this. Humanity cannot exist without the family. without the close, cooperative, uniquely productive union of male and female in marriage. Plato's ancient idea of the familyless society has never been realized for any duration anywhere, and it will not. This is a sobering truth as we are facing some type of attempt, some type of three-ring circus to try to change what family is or does. It's never worked and it never will because it's about generations. They go on to say, this is because being male and female is what it means to be human. There is no other option. Being non-binary is not a real thing. And male and female are natural biological realities that cannot change. The future of humanity demands the close, intimate cooperation of an objectively real male and female. Family, precisely at the cooperative intersection of male and female, is what produces the next generation of humanity and ties the generations together in a coherent and enduring union. There's that word again, generations, because it's inherent and woven and baked in to the word culture. Exceptional legal and complex reproductive structures must be artificially created in order to establish familial relationships outside the biological generativity of a specific male and female. Each of our stories, regardless of culture, beliefs, religion, and tradition, starts with and is rooted in one male and one female who are intimately related to other males and females. We know these originating relations as mother and father, brothers and sisters, grandmothers and fathers, aunts and uncles and cousins. Without them, we lose who we are. This is the origin of the human person and society. It drills down to this whole conversation about what we are. And here comes Ireland saying, okay, let's just remove the word mother. And you realize that you can't do it. It's part of the substrate. It's part of inherently who we are. And culture is at risk for this. Culture is what matters at the heart of this conversation. Contrast the primary truth and the invasive trans politics and gender redefinition ideology that is increasingly haunting our children and the larger culture like a specter. It has a deeply spiritual aspect to it, to be sure. This movement has one objective: to question and subvert the fundamental biological reality of male and female. And when you subvert the fundamental meaning of male and female, you subvert the family. And in subverting the family, it subverts reality. Wow, that really gets down to the root of it. This is they're trying to create a three-ring circus. They're trying to say, don't look over there, look over here. Over here is a bear on a ball, and over here is a man's head inside of a lion's mouth. Over here is the flying circus. Over here is a clown with confetti. they're trying to distract us with so many different stimulus. And by the time that we've seen it all, and by the time that we become used to and accustomed to the ringmaster moving his hands around, we have the temptation to think that it's normal, or to think that it's has value. But the truth of the matter is it's not real. It's a show, like the movie, The Greatest Show. That's what a circus is. It's just a show. It's not real. It's just showing you many different things that isn't where we live. It's not part of our reality. They do an interesting quote because they do what I do quite often, and that's quote the other side. This is an evolutionary biologist, Dr. Colin Wright, who has written widely on the scientific and logical problems with current gender ideology. He explains in the Wall Street Journal, we simply can't ignore fundamental realities of our biology and expect positive outcomes from society. The effort to resist gender ideology is reality's last stand. Focus on the Family writes, he's correct. And as a scientist, Dr. Wright is not given to hyperbole. This is about reality. This is about connecting to what's true. And they conclude with this. This is why no one can just hope this intentionally confusing gender issue will simply go away. It cannot be politely ignored by anyone who cares about the family. It must be counted with unapologetic truth. It must be countered with unapologetic truth. It must be confronted with reality. Our collective work for the sake of the family, the well-being of children, and a healthy future for humanity depends on nothing less. This revolution has been forced upon each of us with demands that we must submit. It must be challenged and answered with a clear mind and voice by each of us who care deeply for the family and the future. Now, you might just say, I'm simply not going to buy a ticket to the circus. If there's a circus going on out there, I'm just going to live outside the tent. The problem is that there are people inside the tent that are being duped. There are people inside the tent that are hurting and in pain. And they're being given a show that is trying to convince them that life can just be a three-ring circus. But family is not a circus. Family is the backbone. Family is the platform. Family is what all culture is built upon, and it can't be moved and it can't be shaken. I'm reminding you from previous podcasts that the word daddy has now been sexualized. The word mother is trying to be removed from the Constitution. These are core words that are being usurped and taken and redefined and reused and diluted and washed away. We just can't let it. And I'm going to go one step further than focus on the family. We have to be politically motivated, and we have to be connected to these issues, and we have to be unapologetically, we must counter them unapologetically with the truth. I agree with that 100%. But I'm going to go one step further and say that the way that you counter something that isn't real is actually with reality. So if our family is the answer, if our family is the reality, then we need to have family be so great that it is absolutely the standard. See, there has been an erosion in the greatness of family, which has allowed this sinister move to slowly bring more erosion. So the answer is to be proactive. The answer is to be everything that we're called to as a society. See, there has been an erosion in the strength and demonstration of family that has allowed this sinister progressive idea to enter in. And when we make family so great that it becomes the standard, then everything else will still feel countercultural. And that's really the heart of what we're after. Not only to resist the current movement, but to demonstrate healthy family. See, they are after our children. This has been the series. I have a series entitled Killing Our Kids. This is 100% connected to this plan to disenfranchise children, not only from the health of family itself, but from the generational blessing that is theirs as an inheritance and what they will give as an inheritance. It's critically important, parents, that we see what's going on. I hope this podcast helps illuminate what we're up against, not to scare you, not to make you discouraged, but quite the opposite. Hopefully to sound the alarm, to have you rise up and be great, informed, mobilized, and have your eyes open for your own children to live generationally. And it's up to us to show the world that healthy family is possible. So I hope this helps. I hope this is something that you will continue to discuss with you and your children. And please tune in week after week as we share these important cultural truths. Thanks for tuning in again this week. I will see you next week. Let's go together now to set and shape the culture.